Okay, Shalom Uvrach or Avosai, good evening. The topic I'd like to speak about tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya, is having a cold shower on Shabbos. Something which at this time of year, with this sort of muggy weather, is an interesting topic. A topic also related to swimming on Shabbos. Is a person allowed to go swimming on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is a person allowed to have a cold shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So there are a few different sources over here. There's Gemara in Beyo, Daf Lamed Vov. There's Gemara in Mesachta Shabbos, Daf Mem Omed Beis. And the people have heard that you're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos in case you come to build a raft. And this is what people seem to know, in case you come to build a raft. But Lemaisa, we paskin that that's only an issue if you're swimming like in a river or in an open space where there's a likelihood or where people, you know, might come to build a raft. But if it's a place which has a rim around it, so under such circumstances, so they were never gezeira. There wasn't this gezeira. It's a real gezeira. Swimming in a river is a real gezeira. It's one of these takonos midrabanan. However, if you're not swimming in a river, it's not something which is sort of just like open water. So there's no worry there that a person would come and build a raft. So that gezeira doesn't apply. So what are the other issues involved? According to that, so swimming in a pool obviously is not involved over there. So what other issues are there? So a number of potential problems. Rav Moshe Feinstein speaks about this in a few places in Aruch Chaim Dalet, Simon Ayin Hay, and there's also a very long Yalkut Yosef, which is in Chayla Beis, page 7 to page 14. They will speak about it. And mention numerous issues that could be involved. I'll mention a few of them. Some of the main problems are if you go in wearing a bathing suit, which hopefully one would be doing if one is going swimming. So is there a problem that you might come to squeeze? You might come shema yischait. Maybe you'll come to squeeze it dry. Is that an issue? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel mentions that there's a problem with walking through water with clothing unless you come to squeeze it out. Unless you're going for a dvar mitzvah, or unless it's in the rain, they were never geiza. So this is one issue. Unless you come to squeeze out the swimming costume, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that this is an issue. And this is one of the reasons why not. Interestingly, the Yalkut Yosef has a reason why maybe this won't apply over here, because he says if you're in your normal clothes, you might come to squeeze it out. If you're in a swimming costume, you don't want to. It's not that you need to squeeze it out. The derech of a swimming costume is to get wet. Everybody knows that. It's not something which you dafka want to dry off, as you know, when you're going in your normal clothing. So that's certainly one issue over here. There's another issue. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Beis Siftes with the Ramo over there. Speak about Malabun, that even if you don't squeeze it out, potentially there's a problem with just making a garment wet. Every time you put water on some material on Shabbos, so is that going to be a problem of Malabun, which means cleaning, laundering? The idea of laundering is when you take a garment and you put it in water. So that could be, certainly with the Ramah, another issue over here. The main issue involved is as follows though. Certainly for Ashkenazim, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Shin Chavov, Osa Lirchaitz Kol Gufoy, Afilu Kol Eva Ve'eva Levad. She's speaking about hot water. Yeah, that in hot water a person is not allowed to wash their body. And this was a decree, even if it was heated from before Shabbos, because people would say, yeah, we heated it from before Shabbos, but really they didn't. So so certainly in hot water, definitely for everybody, there's no question about it, a person is not allowed to swim or not allowed to bathe in hot water. What about cold water? Is there any problem with just with being in cold water? So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Tess, and then in a greater length, in in Sifkotan Chaf Aleph, over there in Simon Shin Chavov, he says over here that there's a Trumas Hadeshen, that there's an ancient decree, and it's not really a decree, it's an ancient Minhag Ashkenaz, that we do not wash our bodies even in cold water. Shenagu Shloi Lirchaitz Banahor, he says, Kosmar Paiskim in Sifkotan Chaf Aleph, Denagu Shloi Lirchaitz Klal Banahor Eba Mikvah, that the custom is not to wash yourself in a river or in a mikveh. Now, there's big discussion about a mikveh. There are many, as the Korban Asanel, who say that it doesn't apply when it comes to a mikveh. But the Trumas Hadeshen has this very, very hundreds of years old decree that the Ashkenazim had. That they said, we don't wash our body in cold water. Even in cold water, he says, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the motzoi lovely de schita ser. It could come to be that you'll squeeze out your hair. Now, even when it comes, if a person has wet hair on Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosor says that it's only a problem if you like wring out your hair. But if you just sort of dab it with a towel, he says that's not a problem. But nevertheless, that, notwithstanding that, this ancient Minhag Ashkenaz, and this is something which is discussed in the Archas Shabbos in Perek Kaf Aleph, in footnote Chaf Gimel over here, he says, "Machmas haminuk shloi lirchatz betzayin ein lischeif bebreicha klal." He says that because even if you have all the heterium that really you're not intending to wash your clothing because it's clean water, and you're not going to come to squeeze out your clothing because you want it, you don't care that it sweats. Even with all of these micro reasons, the Ashkenazi minhag for sure is based on this Trumas Hadeshen. And therefore, it would be forbidden to wash ourselves, to put our whole body in water on Shabbos. The Yalka Yosef comes out, he brings seven reasons why it should be osa, and disproving each one of them, but then says at the end of the day, Rav Avadia, his father, says it's still osa. So for Sfardim as well, it would be forbidden to. Just one final point over here. The decree then, this Trumas Hadeshen, is not to bathe one's whole body in water. What about being under a shower, being under a cold shower? Is that included in this minhag? Is it included in the Trumas Hadeshen? If you just stand under a cold shower, hopefully, if a person, presumably they're not wearing any garments over there, and if they're going to come and dry themselves, they'll dry themselves with a towel. Of course, they do have to be careful not to squeeze the hair of their head, just by itself. Is there any problem just with standing under the drops? Is that included in the decree? So over here, it seems to be that this is a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Shein HaHalacha Siman Shin Chavov, Sivov, brings b'shem the Chazon Ish that, yes, this is still included, and Sha'osa, it's also mentioned in Menucha Nochayna Amud Memtes, that it's forbidden even in a cold shower. He says you can only do ponov yod varaglov, small parts of your body, and even though it's in your house, there's no worry for tiltal amayim, there's no worry you're going to be sort of carrying this outside. He says still there's a problem. There's still this chashash al schita saseyar, brings the maril. So he says that lemaisa, the Chazon Ish says no, in a shower it would be forbidden. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Arachaim Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, Uchitzis of Gotten Gimel, and Simon Ayin Hey, says the Me'ikadin, Miklachas Eine Bechal HaMinach Shalirchitz Banahar. Yes, he says that this is not included in the decree, in this Trumas Hadeshen, and therefore, he says, even though Lachatzchil Yesh Lahachmir, he says, Bo'efen Shemitztai Rashai Lahokil Liskaleach B'mayim Korim. If a person is mamish, it's a heat wave, and they mamish feel terrible, and they're mitztai, they mamish feel very, very distressed and uncomfortable by the way that they are, according to Ramesha Feinstein, one would be allowed to have a cold shower. So the bottom line is that swimming seems to be out, both for Ashkenazim and Sfardim, whether it's a hot pool, whether it's a cold pool, whatever one is wearing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Showering in cold water would be something which the Chazon Ish is absolutely osa, whereas the fear of Moshe Feinstein, there's room to be makel if a person is mitzvah, if a person really feels uncomfortable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we shouldn't feel uncomfortable, we should really enjoy the oinig and simcha of Shabbos Kodesh, Be'ezras Hashem.